where the line start getting wide. Omar Mar, we hear in the Baraisa, Yochel Yadmin, Vikabel Pigdoinis Min Hanochem. I would think, since it says that, it says Locho, Sholcho Yatoroya, Vatoroya Sholachem Vishal Gavoya. So I would think one would be permitted to be Matmin. It says, so if he goes and hides, he camouflages the chometz, I would think it would be mutter. I would also think it would be mutter v'yikabel pikdoinis min anochi, be permissible to be mekabel apakodin from a goy. So it says loyimotze, from loyimotze, I learn out, here it doesn't say lecho. So from here I learn out that even though it is not yours, it is still also. The Reisha said that it is permissible to have shel akum beveisa. And here you tell me you're not allowed to be mekabel apakodin. So the Gemara answers, loikashe. Hodekobel aleach rayis. If he was mekabel achrayis on the pekodin, then it is also. Hodekobel aleach rayis. If he was not mekabel achayis, then it is muta. Ki ha da omer lo rove livnei mechuzet. We see Rove told the people of the city of Mechuzet, be'iru chamira de bnei chayla mi bataych. You should get rid of the chometz of the bnei chayla. That means we'll see in Rashi that the people of Mechuzet, it was mutal aleihem to be mesakin the mezainis for the soldiers, the Goyish soldiers, and they had to take care of the mezainis. So be'emison the mezainis belonged to the Goyish. But they had to be mesakin the mezainis. So he told them, you have to get rid of it, even the ilo migne, ilo misvid, because if it'll get stolen or lost, birshu saichel koi, so then, it's b'shu saich, the kivdilo mignavilo misvit, b'shu saich okoi, uboi lishlume kidul choindom. You'll have to, poshita means b'shu saich okoi, it's in your rishus, in your possession. L'cheir the b'shu saich okoi is a little unclear. L'cheir it would be good to say kivdilo mignavilo misvit, if it will be stolen or lost, ube'isu lishlume, you'll have to pay for it. So it's like yours. The Bishu Saichu Koi is unclear. Perhaps later, that Vav maybe will have a Mahalach to explain Bishu Saichu Koi. But since you're responsible for the Chometz, you're Achroi for the Chometz, so it's equivalent like it is yours. So the Gemara, Honicha Lamanda Omar Dova Hagoyrim Lamomen Kemomendom. If you hold dover hagayim lamomen kemomen dami, it's good. Elaman diyom alav kemomen dami ma'ika lameima. So why are you take chayit? And for the gemari, shani hoche da oma lo yemotze. Now let us see what Rashi says. The bnei chayle, gayish shel beis hamelech. This was the army of the melech. Umatilin tikun teirech mezeneseyem al hayoris. That's why the Loshen should be fakel, the matilin teirach tikun mezeneseyim, the one mesakin the teirach, they were the matam the teirach of tikun mezeneseyim al hayoris. Honicha hodam rinin de mishum achayis osa, leman da oma, Reb Shimon komalei bebobekame, kochim shechayiv bach yuson chayiv. Now let us just speak for 1 minute. What is pshat in this halacha of dover hagayram lamomen kemomen domi? Rab Shimon says in Babakame as follows. Like this, the halacha is, if a person will steal something from Gavoya, from Hegdish, there's no chiyiv tashlume kefil. It says, yishalem l'reyeyu. Kefil is paid l'reyeyu to another yid, v'loy l'hegdish. You don't pay Hegdash if a person steals from Bedek Abayis or go and rob the storehouse over there. He doesn't have to pay Kefil. Yishalem shnayim l'reyeyu v'loy l'Hegdash. What happens if a person said, Harei alai l'havi kolm? So he made a neder. He's going to bring a kolm. And then he said, he wants to bring a shlomen. Then he says, Harei zu, this should be my shlomen. So So he made a neder, and then he said, this is a shlomim. Now a ganav will steal this shlomim. So if he'll steal the shlomim, so then the person who made the neder will have to bring a new shlomim. So it comes out, the gneve of this behemoth, which does not belong to him, the behemoth does not belong to him, but the gneva of this behemoth is mechaser the Baal HaKom, because by stealing it from him, he will lose, that means he's losing from this gneva. Egdish isn't losing, he's losing. So there's a, so Shmuel Grosovsky explains, the gather of Geirim Lemomen Kemomen, he says, Havisug Momen Mechudish. This is a different type of bailus. To have a bailim legabe hachesoren hachefetz. That I'm the bailim legabe, that means if it's nechsar, I'm the one that loses. If it's stolen, I'm the one that loses. The nechsar hachefetz choshev de momoinai nechsar. The chayev bachayev. So the person who will lose when this moment will be taken away, so he's called the Bailim Lagabi Chasor. We find such a musig, there's a gemore in Hamafkid, Poro Lekfeila. What does Poro Lekfeila mean? Poro Lekfeila means that I can possess a Poro. It's my Poro. I can work with it. I can check it. It's mine, Lagabi, everything. Lagabi, one thing, I was makne to someone else that if it will be stolen, it's considered your pora lagabi dechiyev kefil. So we see there's such a musig in dinei momenes, it's not muchach that something should be mine for all tashmishim. The pora is Reuven's lagabi, achila lagabi, all tashmishim. Of a lagabi, if it will be stolen, it's considered Shimon's. So it's his lagabi dechiyev kefil. So there's a bailus of geirim lemomen kemomen domi, that means if through the chesaron hachefetz I will lose, so it's considered like I have momenus in this chayf. And that is a machloikis, Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. Do we say such a musik? Rab Shimon holds geirim lemomen kemomen domi, and the Chachamim holds geirim lemomen lav kemomen domi. So the Gemara says, so according to Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon holds geirim lemomen kemomen domi, so we understand this halacha very well. That since the nifkat will be nechsar if the chayfetz will be stolen or lost, so it is considered that's kiddil chayin domi. So it's like yours. It's like your mamen. So that's good if you hold davar goyim la mamen ke mamen domi. But if you hold davar goyim la mamen lav ke mamen domi, so why are you chayin? So the Gemara says, shani yochad oma lo yimotze. So Pashat Pshat is that we learn now from Lo Yimotze that here you don't need a din momin shel kol ha-tayrekula. Even though it's not called his momin legabi tashlume kefil, but it's called his momin legabi in the chiyuv of Bal Yero and Bal Yimotze. That's what we learn now from the Pasuk of Lo Yimotze. Like there's just a bissel to the Herem, there's a gemara further in the third peirik. Well, the Sfas Emes wants to shtel it to a little to our Gemara. There's a Gemara in the third Perek. The Gemara says that a person was mafresh challah. So the challah doesn't belong to him because it belongs to the Shevet HaKohunim. And it became chometz. So there's one Tana that holds that the mafresh challah is over on Bal Yero. Why is he on Bal Yero? It's not his chometz. So the Gemara says, Asvori Iboi Mitchell, but since he's able to be shoyel on the challah, and if he'd be shoyel on the chale, just like he can be shoyel on a nedi, he can be shoyel on chale also. So if he'd be shoyel on the chale, it would become back his. So it's considered his. So the Sfas Emes says, this is only a svar in Bal Yero. That means to say, now it's mine, now it's chale. But since I have a potential to make it mine, so Lagabi Bal Yero, this is sufficient. That's also called genug bailus. Even though Lagabi other things could be, it's not called shaloi. The shaloi of what is necessary for Bal Yero is a smaller musig of bailus. This is also called shaloi. So that's the kiddil chayin domi. It's just like it is your chametz. Either because I hold b'chala teirakul adov agrem l'momen kemomen domi, or I have a ribui that even though it's not kemomen b'chala teirakul, but it's like yours l'gabi b'inyim Bal Yero Bal Yemot. Ike da amri, others say, anichel amandiyom, the kash was asked punktvakel. Hanich lamal yabadava gemla momen lavkim momen dami aine ditzach loyimotze. That's why we need the loyimotze. El olaman diyama kemomen dami. But if you hold dava hagoyrim lamomen kemomen dami loyimotze lamali. Why do you need the loyimotze? So the Gemara answers, it's terech. Sal kedai toch amine, I would think, hoyul v'chi ise, kol's man. When the chometz is be'en, hoder be'enei. So he's permitted to, he returns it be'en, hoder be'enei, he returns it. When it is be'en, so he returns the chometz to the bailim. Lav b'rshusei koi. So we don't consider like it is in his rishus, kamash malon. Now let us see Rashi what this means. Lahochi itzrich lo yimotzei mishum de baal me lav kemomen damim. All the time I say goyim lo mom lav kemomen. Itzrich kol amemet de gabi chometz mi yitz mitzah that if the chometz is a goyim lo momen to me, I'm over by yiru. But if you hold of a goyim lo momen kemomen damim, so why do you need loyimotze? So the Mori says, Oyo v'chi ise hoder hu gufe l'mori b'ine. When the chometz is be'en, so I can return this chometz to the bailim, b'zeh adayin loynevat. It didn't get lost yet. That means it is only a goyrim l'momen when it gets lost. Then, v'chi amra Rab Shimon lahu heiche de'ene be'en. Rab Shimon, that said goyrim l'momen kemomen domi. He was speaking about when it was taken away from me. Kegoyin, gabi goyinev kotshim. A person stole kotshim. Shoho yu abaylim chayovim b'achayusam. The baylim v'chayiv achayis. That means, as we mentioned before, said arei elai lovi shlomim, he said arei zu shlomim. So when they steal the, when you steal the shlomim from the bailim, so he's chayiv to be mafresh another kol. Omar Rab Shimon, af al pi she'en kefil lehegdish, d'chsiv l'reyeyu v'loy lehegdish, hoche chayiv. The kiv and the zechayiv b'achayuson, since the bala kol neschay b'achayis reyeyu kerinim bay. So the gneva was from reyeyu. The chesaron was by Reyehu. He was the one that lost. So if we're speaking about Gneve, about Mazik, and we're claiming who was Genizik, who was Gigambit, so then there's a lomdis of Goyrim Lamomen Kemomendomi. The Nignav is the one who is Nechzar al Yedei Agneve. The Nizik is the one who was Nechzar al Yedei Agneve. So that's after it's lost. So do we say the losing is Mechaser him? The losing is goyrim him moment, so it's called, he's the bailim legabi the chesor. But here we are speaking about chometz, that is b'rishus hanifkad, that didn't get lost. When we're speaking about bal yiroh, if it's lost, if it's stolen, is fakert, there's no bal yiroh. The whole bal yiroh is when it is in my rishus. When it is in my rishus at the present time, there's no goyrim lamomi. Now, basher usham, I can return it be'en. This is not goyrim to me any moment. Because it's kozman, it's be'en, I can return it be'en. So I would think. So when something is be'en, then you don't say the svore of davar goyrim lamomi kemomen davi. So therefore you need a posik of loyimotzei. So according to this lashon in the Gemara, according to Rab Shimon, you need a pasuk of lo yimotze. There's a beautiful kasha from the Ktzais Achoshin and Simon Shin Peivo. The Ktzais asks a kasha as follows. So he says, in the second lashon of the Gemara tells us that the whole musig of goyrim lamomin only applies when the chayfetz was nechsal from someone. When the chayfetz is not be'en, so then we say that the nignav, the nechzar, was the one who it is goyrim moment. But when the chayvetz is be'en, so then it's not considered my moment. So yes, Sakashi from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says as follows. The halacha is, by ir hanidachas, that the shlal ha'ir, all the rechush, the possessions of the b'nei ha'ir, you have to burn. So the Gemara says, according to Rab Shimon, if a person was mafresh, said, arei alai lo avi shlomim, and then he was mafresh arei zu shlomim, and then the ear became an ear anidachas. So what do you do with this behemoth? So the Gemara says, according to Rab Shimon, that holds Dava HaGoyrim LeMomen KeMomen Domi, so we consider this behemoth belongs to this person. This is his behemoth, because Dava HaGoyrim LeMomen KeMomen Domi. So Mamela, you killed the behemoth also. That's what the Gemara says. So the son of the Ktsois asked the Kasha, no, here the behemoth is Be'en. The behemoth wasn't stolen. Kozman, the behemoth is Be'en. Our Gemara says, Sepasnish the Musag of Dava HaGoyrim LeMomen KeMomen Domi. Forget, that's neither Posik Lo Yemotzei. So Memele, so it's Shver Yene Gemara. That the son of the Ktsois is the Kasha, the Shash is the Kasha. There's a girl from the Yad Afrayim that wants to say that the limud of Lo Yemotze is that goof of the Pasuk is Megala, according to Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, the Pasuk is Megala, that without a Pasuk, I wouldn't know this. The Pasuk is Megala, that if it's Be'en, we also say the Lomdes of Dova Agayim Lomom and Kimom and Domi. That's what the Yad Afrayim seems to say. Boy, minei meirove. Now the Gemara asks a shayla from Rove. Behemes arnuna chayeves bebchoyre oy ein chayeves bebchoyre. Let us see Rashi. Arnune hamelach noitel iser min habehema u min hatvua. The Melech had the right to take a tenth of the behemoth that a person had. Now, the halacha is that the chiyuv b'chayre is if the sai the aim and sai the uber belong completely to a yid. If there is yad akum be'emtze, if the agoy has any chelik in the aim or in the uber, there's no chiyuv of a bechayr, a peta rechem, of a beheme, that there's a yad akum be'emtza, so there's no chiyuv of bechayr. There's no kedushas bechayr kal on the bechayr. So memele, this was the shayla of the Gemara. Boy mi neymi rove, behemis al nune. We have, a yid had, let's say, a lot of behemis. The melech has the right to take a tenth of the behemoth for himself. So he has a schus in the behemoth. In each behemoth, there's a potential schus. Is this schus, now some of these behemoths had a b'chayr. So is it considered shutfas akum in the aim? Because the melech had this schus to take a tenth, and each one can be from the tenth. Other avshonit. That was the shayla. Behemes anuna chayeves bebchayra, or yein chayeves bebchayra. So the Gemara says as follows. So Rabbi said as follows. Kolech et demotzi misalik loy bezuzi loy kami boil on the chayv. Or the shayl said this. If the yid can be misalik bezuzi, that means the melech does not have a right to mona behemet for his tent. The yid can say the behemet want to keep for myself, I'll give you the value of the behemet. So then it comes out that the goy, the melech, is no schus be'etzim in the behemoth, since he can be misalik bezuzi, is loikam iboil on the chayiv. So then that's poshit, that's not considered shutfes akum, because he doesn't have a schus muchlet in the behemoth. Kikam iboil on eched loimotzi misalik le bezuzi. If he can be misalik in bezuzi, my, what is the din? Let us see Rashi. Chayeves bebchayre de kaimolon kol sheyad nochi beemtza pturim in abchayre. Shenama li kol bechayr bi Yisrael. When is there a kedushas bechayr if it's bi Yisrael? Av oloi bachayrem. But if others have a schus, not a yid, also has a schus in the behemed, is nochi bechayre. Ve'eider ze she'isuroi shel melech besoichoi. The melech has a schus to mon attend. Chayeves bebchayre, losses lokayna bchayre shalahem eloi. You have to give the bchayres from this eidem. So the Gemara says, kalechi demotzi misalik leilin nochi bemois, if he can give him money, leiti boilach. Given dakati, leizoche nochi bohen. He doesn't have as yet any schus in the behemoth. Vidinoi einei kavua bem yoyser mi mois. He doesn't have more rights in the behemoth than in money. He could say, so now we could say that it's not muchach that he'll end up getting one of the behemoths. He could end up very well getting money. So from Rashi Vaistachois, that means, so now we don't consider that the shutfas akum in the aim, because it's not muchach, he's going to get a behemoth, because very well end up he'll get money. Afilu later it ends up he manda behemoth, so that is a schus that he got mikano lahabit. That means now was nischadish, he got a schus in the behemoth. But b'shas the behemoth was muberes, and b'shas the behemoth gave birth, so then he did not have a schus in the behemoth. So mamel, it's not called shutfasakum. The shaila was by loy motzilis luke bezuzi. So he told them that it potter. Frek the Gemara, v'asanya chayeves. We learned a baraisa that you're chayev. And for the Gemara, hosam the motzi misalikle. The baraisa that says you're chayev is speaking about that he could be misalikle bezuzi. Ike da amri omarove, behemis al nune ptura mina pchoire, v'af al gav de motzi misalikle. There's a ike da amri that Rove said, that behemis al nune is potter, v'af al gav de motzi misalikle. You give me misalikle, bezuzi. But al kaponim, before it's be'etzim, it is considered that the goy is a schus in the behemis. The gather of silok is a mechudishtike schus. That means the while the behemoths are the akum, the melech is a schus to be goyve behemoths. Siluk is pshat, I have a right to take away your schus by giving you money. As I get a vipidion. I can purchase all from you your schus. But kozmana wasn't purchased, it's considered that you have a schus in the behemoths. So Aval gav the motzi misalik lay, but kozmana wasn't misalik, it's considered the shutvis akum in the aim. Isa salnune, what is Isa salnune? If you had a dough that was made, and the law was that the melech has a schus to take a tenth of this dough for himself, so again, feltochan arisa yseichem, so here the law is, chayeves bechala, here you chayev bechala, v'afal gav delay motzi misalikle, even though he can't be misalik the melech. So l'chayre, this is a pele, he can't be misalik the melech, so tziche feltoch an arisa yseche. My time, so the Gemara answers, beheime is lakolo, isa les lakolo. A beheime, people know that the melech has schusim in the adorim of every person. So memele, so if we'll see that a bukhir was born and he doesn't fear with the Kedusha's prayer, people will know the reason. It's behemoth al-nune. Masha'en kein, Isa, there's no call that the king had a schus al-nune in this Isa. So if he'll eat this Isa without a frosh's challah, there's a chesaron of marasayim. People think he's eating tevel. So therefore he has to be mafrish challah. Let us see Rashi. Loiti boilon, ki bin dakati loizochi noche behen. No, avogav the motzi misalikle. The second lashon held that even though it could be misalik, the melech with money, the cholkame the loizolke, yodei shayche bebehemis. Cause money's not misalik, it's considered that the goy is a schus in the behemis. Isis anune chayeves, avogav. The Isas nochi pture. Ba'oichel Yisrael b'loichalem. Darisei seichen ksi. B'zuch hayeves. The less lakola. Because there's no koil. Ba'roya oimer shaloyu. A person will see he makes an Isa. He's not mafrish chale. And a roya does not know that the melech has chusim in this Isa. So a person says it's shaloy. Ba'oichel b'loichalem. Alu b'behem ba'is lakola. So if the Gemara says now that Isas nun arnune is potter, afilu heiched, Isis, not as Gemara said, behemis arnune is potter, even though he could be misalik bezuzay. So what do we do with the baraisa that says behemis arnune chayeves? So v'ho desanye chayeves, be'isa hu desanye. So it seems Rashi means to say there never was a Baraisa that said, Behemis Anuna Chayevis, Vasanya Chayevis. The Baraisa said, Vasanya Anuna Chayevis. Anuna is Chayev. But it didn't specify what it was. So Rashi says, so that what it says, Anuna Chayevis, speaking about Isa. Isa's Anuna is Chayev. Let us see Taisus. Osam the Motzi Misalikli, Hikshari, the Beperik Ezel Neshech Omar, Damekabel Tsoin Barzel Min Hanochi, Havlodois Pturim Min Habchoire, Aval Gav the Motzi Misalikli Lenochi Bezuzi, Kida Omar Osam, Kivendi Ilu Boi Nochi Zuzi Vle Mashkach Shokel Behemet. And let us explain what the Gemara is speaking about. Hamikabel tzoin barzel min hanochi means like this: that a person, let's say a guy had two behemoths, two tzoin, two shepsin, and he goes and gives it to a yid, and he shuts up what the value of these of this tzoin is. We'll say each sheep is worth $1,000, so he says, "I'm giving you two sheep which are worth $2,000." Now, you have to give me back next year either the two, if the two sheep are worth $200, $2,000 is good, or else you have to give me back the equivalent of $2,000. So in other words, this is really a halva. It means I'm lending you $2,000, but the sheep are now worth $2,000, and next year it doesn't matter what if the value of the sheep will decrease, if the sheep will die, you have to give me back $2,000. That's called a tzoin barzel. He's betuach on the shabbos of the tzoin. So in other words, he's lending him $2,000, and next year has to pay him back $2,000. But now they made up a ribbistic deal over here. They made up that the vlodis that will be born, so let's split the vlodis, that the half of the vlodis will be mine, and half of the vlodis are yours. So that's also Nishkefela. We're speaking about his agoy. So it's also no problem. So that was Bemison the deal. He's lending him the sheep which are worth $2,000, and next year he's going to get back the $2,000 plus the half of the vlodis which will be born in that year. So now the Gemara declares a shaila. If a bechayr will be noiled from this tzoin, if it's chayiv bebechayr. So the Gemara says as follows: Hamekabel tzoin barzel min anochi, havlodeis pturim min abchayr. The blood is apotim min abchayr. Af al gav the motzi misalek leil anochi bezuzi. By tzoin barzel, I don't have to give him back after a year. I don't have to give him back to these two sheep. I can give it back $2,000. But the Gemara says, but what'll be, the guy will come back the next year, he says, give me $2,000, and then he doesn't have $2,000. So he takes the behemoth. So since he has a right to take the behemoth back, if the yid will not pay him for, will not give him the money for the behemoth, so we consider that he has a schus in the behemoth. Because if he won't give him Zuzi, he'll be able to take the behemoth. So therefore, the vlodis, which are noiled, apotim in abchayre. So here we have, enough in the halacha, that even though it's motzi lesalik lebe Zuzi, it's potim in abchayre. And here, Rav had said, that if it's heiche the motzi mesalik lebe Zuzi, it's like tiboilon. So it's ichichayev bebchayre. Because it's not considered that he has a bailis in the behemoth. So the chayr it's a stira agamo with the gemara bab metzi. Petir etzri, vishani hosam, shemitchila hoisa ha behemoth shal nochi. There is a different lomdus. Before the goy gave him these two tzoyim, so it belonged to the goy. And there's an opmach. If you won't give me the $2,000, I can take back my behemoth. The kiv in the ibori zuzi v'loi mashkech shokel behime loi nafke mershuse. So there the lomdus is that since I'm giving it to you now, and there's a possibility if you won't give me money, I'll take it back. So that alone is, so it's considered that the behemoth never went out completely from the reshus of the goy. It was his before, and he still has a potential schus to get them back if he won't give him money. Avol shebehemish el Yisrael. But our Gemara is speaking about that these behemis fakelt belong to a yid. Now we want to clarify how the guy wants to get a schus in these behemis. So since it belonged to the yid, umotzi misalek leilu nochi bezuzi, and I can be misalek to nochi bezuzi, I can make sure that the nochi shouldn't get a schus in the behemis, is leinichnes ulurishusoi. So here it's called that the guy never got a schus in the behemis since motzulus luki bezuzi, and there it's called that even though it's motzilus luki bezuzi, but since if he won't give him zuzim, he can get back his behemoth, so it's considered that the behemoth never went out of his rishus. That's why there you put him in b'chayre, and here you chayu b'chayre. Behemoth anu nepturim in b'chayre, aval gav de motzi mesalikle. This was the second loshen. V'ho de sanye chayeves, perish akuntres de gabi isa tanye, v'koshe l'rashbe. Does not say in the Tesefta al nune chayeves b'chayre. It says behemis al nune chayeves b'chayre. Chayin gabi isa tanya, isa al nune chayeves b'chale. So we have two baraisas. One says a behemis al nune chayev, and one says isa al nune chayev. So this is a terrible problem. So if according to the second loshen, we say that behemis al nune is always potter, even though motzilus luki bezuzi, so how do we say pshat in the beraisa that says behemis anun nechayevus? The is for him the golsi a different girsa than Rashi here. Behemis anun pture. This is according to this girsa. Raven the second lashon also holds behemis anun pture when v'hudu loy motzi misalikle. So his Tosfos has a different girsa. Behemis anune pture, behudu leimotzi misalikle. Then it's potter. So the baraisa that says chayeves is speaking about emotzi misalikle. And he says anune is always chayev. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tonu rabbonon, Nochi shenichnas lechatzerei shal Yisrael ubetzeikei biyodi. A nochi comes in to a Yiddish echotza ubetzeikei biyodi, and he's holding dough in his hand. The guy is holding chametz in his hand, and he comes into my chotza. Ein zokuk levaya. So the Yid is not mechuyev to get rid of the chametz. So Rashi says, pshat, what should I get rid of the chametz? The guy's holding the chametz. So Rashi says, Ein zokek levayer, loy hiski kuhu, lohitzi es anochi min abayish. He can't get rid of the chometz, it's the goy's chometz. But he's not mechuyev to kick out the goy. Ki da amoron, like we learned before, alvat haroye shal acherim. That chometz shal akum bebeisoy shal Yisrael is mutter. So memelis so of the first aloche is lechere, the aloche of the barais we hear on the avheyam at beis. That chometz shel akum bebeisay shel Yisrael is he's not mechuyev to be mevayer. That's the first halach. Nochi shenichnas latzeir she Yisrael betzeike biyodai ain zokek levayer. Hifkidoi etzloi. Case number two. What if this guy made this chometz a pikodin by the yid zokuk levayer? Then the yid is mechuyev to be mevayer. Zok Rashi. If kidai etzloi, vikabil oleyachayt, and the yid was mekabel achayt, kede meforish va'ozul, zokek levaya, and that's the din we also hear in the beraisa, that if a yid yochel yikabel pekdoinis min anochi, the Gemara says that's also when he was mekabel achayt, so memele, if kidai etzloi is mekabel achayt, zokek levaya. So these two aloches are lochayre, these are the two aloches we hear on Bafayim at Beis. But if he made it a pikodin with mekabel achayis, he's mechuyev to be mevayer. Now we have a third halacha. Yichid loy bayis. What if yichid loy bayis? So yichid loy bayis means, he said, let us not learn the whole Rashi, because Rashi is problematic. Let's just learn the last half of the Rashi of yichid loy bayis. The guy came, he said, the house is you can do whatever you want. Yichad loy bayis. The house is yours. You can put it wherever you want. Ein zokok levaya. Yichad loy bayis. Ein zokok levaya. Shenema loy yimotze. Because it says loy yimotze. Now, this doesn't make sense. We're saying yichad loy bayis. He's not mechuyev to be mevayel. We bring a raya from a posik, shenem lo yemotze. It's not permitted to be by you. So my comma. Omar Rav Pope, shenem lo yemotze, areishikoi. Now, the third halach is, yichad lo bayis, ein zolka klavaya, because he was meyachad the mokim for the guy, and we'll see there's a heter in this. Now, the shenem lo yemotze is going on the middle halach. If he gave him a pekodin, that was the halacha we learned yesterday in the Beraisa, that if kida yetzloi, we keep all of achayis, we learn out for lo yimotze, that you are chayiv. Tavashi oma lo oilom a sefer koi. It is going on the sefer. Vahochi koma, yichad loy bayis. If he was miyachet, the mokim to the goy, ein zokok levayah, you're not mechuyev to be mevayah, shenema lo yimotze bivoteichem. Because the whole love of bal yimotze is, if it's bivoteichem, in your house, v'hol lav dideyu, this is not the house of the yid. Dinochi ki koma'ayil, lebeis odinamshi koma'ayil. Since he said, he told them, the house is for you. You can do whatever you want with it. So it's keilu he was maskir the mokim or mashal the mokim to the goy. So memeilis, so now the chometz is not bebeisay shal Yisrael felt in boteichem ki koma ayil lebeisay dinavshe koma ayil. So memeilis, so that's why yichad loy bayis it is potav as felt in boteichem. So you're telling me that if Reuven owns a house and he rents it to a goy, so we consider that the house now belongs to the goy. Schiris kanye, schiris makes it ois maskils, it belongs now to the soicher. That's not true. Was nan, we learned in the Mishnah. Af b'mokim she'omru lahaskir, when even in the mekaymish you're permitted to rent a house, to rent to a goy, as you saw, not allowed to rent a goy, but in Surin, chutzlot, you're allowed to rent to a goy, abeloi lebeis dira omru, but you're not allowed to rent to a goy a dwelling. Why? B'gnei she'machnisen l'soichai avayda zore, because the goy is going to bring in avayda zore in the rented house, and since the house is yours, so Yaiva the Lava Lisovi Tayeva Besachi, not Leva Tayeva in your bayis. The is alkidaitach the Schiris Kanye, if we say that Schiris Kanye, Schiris is considered, that it belongs to the Saicha, it's Besai Shel Saicha. So it's not Lisovi Tayeva Besacha, Kika Ma'ayil, Le Besai Dinavshe Kama'ayil. He's bringing it into his own house. So what do we see from this Mishnah? So we see from this Mishnah that Schiris, it is still considered Beisai Shel Yisrael. So if it's considered Beisai Shel Yisrael, so what did Ravashi say? Ravashi said, Yichad Loi Bayis, who's Meyachad the Bayis for the Goy. He rented it, he lent it to him. So Memela, the Yid is not over. Because it says, Lo Yimotzei Bibboteichem, this is not Beisai Yisrael. It's not true. Schiris loy kanye, so it's considered Beisai Shel Yisrael. Emfer te gemore, shani hoche, here it's different. The afkei rachmone beloshin lo yimotze. Here, you don't need a boteichem. What's considered boteichem, b'chol ha-teire kula. Shani hoche, the afkei rachmone beloshin lo yimotze, mi she motzi biyotcho. You need a bias that's motzi biyotcho. Yotze ze sheini motzi biyotcho. So filo schiris loy kanye, it's not considered the goy's house, but it's not a bias that's motzi by me. So it's not a bias that is motzi by me, so you're not able to yimotze bebotechem. Lo yimotze bebotechem is only a bias that's motzi by me. But since it's yichad loy bias, So it's considered, it's motzi by, it's not motzi by me, it's a memela feltach in botech. That is the Gemara. Now we're going to come to Rashi, we're going to have terrible problems. Now let us see Rashi. Let's start learning the Rashi from Yichud Loi Bayis. Yichud Loi Bayis, Kloima, Loi Kibloi Olof. He was not Mekabel Achayis. If Kidoi Etzloi, the middle case is speaking about the Kibul Olei Achayis. Yichud Loi Bayis means Kloima, Loi Kibloi Olof. He wasn't Mekabel Achayis. Elo Om Alei, Herei Habayis Lefonecho. He said, Yenis said, could you please watch my chometz? He said, I'm not, he wasn't mekabel anything. He said, Hanach ba'aches hazovius, you can leave it there. Ein zokuk levayel. He's not zokuk levayel. So the Ran explains, the Rishonim explained about this halacha, that by pekodim, the halacha is as follows. The halacha is that if someone comes over to me and he says, I have a shoyl. So if I tell him, I'd like to leave it by you. So if I tell him, hachnas shoyl cho birshusi, you can bring in your shoyl into my rishus. So then that is a kabbalah sachayis. I'm asking him to be a shoyma. If I say, hachnas shoyl cho birshusi. But what if I tell him, hachnas shoyl cho birshuscho? So that means I'm not mekabel achayis. So memela yichud loy bayis means I'm saying that the house is for you. You can use the house, but I'm not saying you can bring your baim in my house. Bringing the baim in my house, so that is another way of kabbalah sachayis. I'm a kabbal that to watch your baim in my house. Hachne sheilcha b'shuschos mean you can use the house, but I'm not mekabel anything. So memela, so Rashi says yichud loy bayis automatically is not a kabbalah sachayis. Yichud loy bayis kloima loy kibloy olav. He wasn't mekabel anything. Ala omalei haraya bayis lefonecha hanach ba'achas min hazovius. If the house is yours, ain't zokek levay. And we learn out from loy yimotzei. So the Gemara asks, my koma, heichi yalef mi loy yimotzei. So the Gemara answers, La'olam ha-sefer. It's going on the sefer. So what did the Gemara say? It's going on the sefer. And why is it potter? Because it says, lo yimotzei be-boteichem. So since it's yichud loy bayis, it's not called boteichem. That's the chayr pshat in the Gemara. Now let's skip over the Rashi, la'olam ha-sefer, and let's go further. The next Rashi. We'll come back to this Rashi. So the Gemara says, it's not called boteichem. So you mean to tell me schiris is kanye? Es af be mokim sha umru la haske be per kam de bei de zorgt man ey maskirn botem le noch in beret si soil aber be surje maskirn ve khosh kein be gut zolar af be mokim she hitiru la haske loy le beis dire hitiru they were not matter to rent to af for beis dire al hamid bei beim is weitsem ve loy she yod ruba. So the Gemara says, so how could you say it's not called Bateichem? Schiris is not Kanye. So the Gemara answered, "She'ein motzi biyotcho." It's not motzi. Shrei oisa zovis misura lenochi. Shrei oisa zovis. It's mosa to the goy. So it's not called motzi biyotcho. So this is not too bad. We only have one problem, which Tosis is going to ask, and then we're going to have about another problem. One problem we have, if yichud loy bayis is speaking about that he wasn't mekabel achayis. So if he wasn't mekabel achayis, why did he have to say a shtik teure? You're a potter because it's not boteichem. If he wasn't mekabel achayis, so it's chometz shel acherim, shel cho yataroya vataroya shel acherim shel gavoya. The Gemara goes into a whole pilpul now. Why he's not over? Because it's not boteichem. It's not boteichem. So Moshe says, you tell me schiris is kani? No, schiris is not kani, but Gabi Chometz, it's not called Bateichem. So the Gemara gives a whole reason why you are not over, because it's not Bateichem. And the way Rashi says that it's Yichud Loy Bayis is speaking about he wasn't Mekabel Achayis, so why do you need this whole shtick teure? It's Poshit, you're not over Bal Yiro. Because it's not Shaloi. Like Rashi said in the first case. That's one problem. This problem, Tosfos asks on Rashi. But now let's look at the Rashi La'ilam HaSeife. So Rashi says La'ilam HaSeife, that La'imotze is going on the Seife. The La'imotze Mashma, La'imotze Mashma HaMotze Biyodcha L'chol Chavtzecha, La'imotze is Mashma HaMotze Biyodcha Z'motze L'chol Chavtzecha Hainu de kabel alei achrayis, da have kididei. So now all of a sudden, Rashi starts telling us, from Leimotzi, we learn, if you mekabel achrayis, da have kididei, then you're over. That's very nice, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara goes into pilpul, schiris kanye, schiris loy kanye. Then Rashi seems to be saying, if you mekabel achrayis, it's called yours. If you kabel oilam asayf, leibotzi mash hamotzi biyotcha lechol chavtecha. This is also very modern. What's that? Hamotzi biyotcha lechol chavtecha. If I'm a kabel, I'm a loime bechol gevulcha. And not back in bavoteichem. All over, you're not allowed to have chavetz. Ma talmud loime bavoteichem. Ma beischa bershuscha at gvulcha bershuscha. The gvulcha has to be bershuscha. Yotzo. Chemtzoi shel akum, shehu eitzel Yisrael, v'loi kibul olov achayis. So Rashi says that we learn out from Boteichem that if a goy will give me a pikodin, and I'm not mekabel achayis, so it's not called b'shuscha. Yotzo chemtzoi shel akum, shehu eitzel Yisrael, so that's not Boteichem. It's not called Boteichem. So the Ramban asks on Rashi, he says, Chemtzoi shel akum yepotah, because it's not shelcho. It's a peledike Rashi. Rashi says that if a guy gives me a pekodin, and I'm not mekabel achayis, you know why I'm potah? Well, it's a felten Boteichem. That's pshat in Rashi. It's a peledike Rashi. So he wanted to say, later we found Rab Chaim Oizer says this pshat in Rashi in Chumash. He wanted to say that Rashi means as follows. Rab Chaim Oizer says that when someone gives me a pekodin, that's in Svaras brought down in the Rosh, when someone gives me a pekodin, so the, I'm mashal the mokim for the mafkid. That means he says, I'm not a kabbalachais, but I'm holding a pekodin for him. So I'm holding a pekodin for him, so this mokim is mushal to the mafkid. So this mokim is called beis hamafkid. It's not called beis hanifkat. It's called beis hamafkid. So Rashi is telling us, we have now a new limud. If a guy will give me a pekodin and I'm not mikabel achayis, so it's not found biboteichem. It's found bebeis akum. It's found bebeis akum. That's considered beis akum. Zaprab chayim oizer. And what if you are mikabel achayis? If you tell me a new svar, it's bebeis akum. So what if you are mekabel achayis? What is it then? So Abchai Moses says, if you mekabel achayis, then it's called your bias also. Why? Because I also have a right and an interest in this mokim to make sure that I shouldn't have to pay money. So this is called, so this mokim is not only miyuchit for the mafkid. It's miyuchit for me also. That means I'm interested, I have to balabatave in this mokim, because I'm responsible. If the thing gets lost, I'll have to pay for it. So this mokim becomes beisoy shel nivkat al yedei akabolas achayis. If the nivkat doesn't have any achayis whatsoever, so then it's called beisoy shel mafkit. So then is the ptur of boteichem. If the nivkat was mekabel achayis, so this mokim, he has an interest in this mokim. That means he's not mesiach das on this mokim. He has to be there. He has to see what's going to happen because he's mechuyev b'chayis. And then it's considered beisoy shel Yisrael also. And you mechuyev b'bal yiro b'bal yimot. So we have a moira de Rashi in Chumash, that Rashi in Chumash was megalos anu droshim. That a pekodin sheloi b'chayis is not called beisoy shel nifkat. A pekodin bi'achrayis is called beisoy shel nifka. So, this is pshat in Rashi also. Rashi says, lo'oilom ha-seife, that here that by yichid loy bayis, yichid loy bayis without a chayis, yichid loy bayis without a chayis, you are potter. Now, why are you potter by yichid? Let's use the Rashi and Chumash. Yichid loy bayis. Why are you potter? You are potter because it's not beisoy. That's what Rashi said in Chumash. Rashi in Chumash says if a yid is mekabel a pekodin from a goy beloy a chayis, it's not called boteichem. That's what it says in this beraisa. Yichid loy bayis ein oizokok levaya mishenema loy yimotzei bevoteichem. So since I wasn't mekabel a chayis, so it's not called boteichem. It's only not called boteichem if I wasn't mekabel a chayis. So Rashi says loylam aseife veloy yimotzei mashme Hamotzi biyotcha lechol cheftzecha, which is Rashi is not going on the chayfetz. Rashi is going on the mokay. V'lo yimotzi mashma motzi biyotcha lechol cheftzecha. The mokay is motzi etzlecha. You have to balabatav in the mokay. I have to see what's happening over here. I'm responsible for the chayfetz. So since I'm responsible for the chayfetz, so the mokay is motzi biyotcha lechol cheftzecha. If litzolchi, I want to move it someplace else so it won't be stolen or won't get lost. So the moki machavis zamotzi biyotcha lechol chavtzecha. Hainu dikobel alei achayis, dahavikididei, then the mokim is considered the mokim of the nifka. So vakel, so this Rashi stems very well with Rashi in Chumash. That when he's not mikabel achayis, then it's called beisoy shel nifka. Beisoy shel mafkid. When he is mikabel achayis, then it is considered beisoy shel nifka. So Memela, let us see now the hemshech of the Baraisa. So the Baraisa tell me three different halachas. Halacha number one. Nochi shenichnas lechatzeiroi shel Yisrael. A nochi comes in. The nochi did not give me a pekodin. He's holding the pekodin in his hand. So it's chemtzoi shel nochi bebeisoi shel Yisrael. The first case is talking about it's not a pekodin. So b'meil it's b'beisoy shel Yisrael. So there Rashi said, you know why you're potter? You're potter because it says, an acherim yinaroi v'ambal yiro. Here the whole reason you're potter is because it's b'beisoy shel Yisrael. But the reason you're potter, because it's chemtzoy shel akum. That's the first halach. The second halach, that he gave hifkidoi etzloi, so then you have both milas. It is considered Chemtzoi shel Yisrael, al saloch av goyim lemomen kemomen domi, and it's considered beisoy shel Yisrael. The way Rab Chaim Moshe says pshat, because since I'm achroi on the pekodin, so it's considered I wasn't misalik from the mokim. So the mokim is considered my mokim. So chemtzoi shel Yisrael eidei kabolas achayis, beisoy shel Yisrael eidei kabolas achayis, zokuk levayir. Then it says a third halacha, yichid loy bayis. What if it's yichid loy bayis? So now we have a heta. This is the Rashi and Chumash. If it yichid loy bayis, so then it is potter. We have a ptur of beisoy, it's not beisoy shel Yisrael. Yichid loy bayis is not called beisoy shel Yisrael. It's called the bayis of the mafkid. That is what the Barais is telling us. And it could be we had asked before when we said that the Gemara and the Hayamid Beis, the ilu misvat, migna ilu misvat bishusaychul koi, u beisul ishlumi kidulchoin domi. The Gemara mentioned two lashonis, kidulchoin u bishusaychul koi. It could be the Gemara means these two in yonim. Al saloch of goyrim lemomen kemomen domi, it's called kidulchoin, it's like your chomet. Since you're mechuyev b'chayis, birshus eichel koi. So it's called your rishus. Could be that is the kefil, the double loshen, birshus eichel and kidil choy. Could be this is pshat and rashi. No, we have only one kasha. We have a kasha, since it's speaking about chomet shel goy, so why do you need a ptur of boteichem? We have a ptur of l'cho'at yatoray of atoray yishol acherim. It could be the Barais is telling us there's a ptur of boteichem, l'mayin afkemine, if a yid will bring his chomets into my house. We mentioned yesterday that Rashi holds chametz shel Yisrael is not called shel Achayim. So if a Yid will bring in a chametz into my house, in Alp, and it'll be Yichud Loi Bayis, so then I'll be potel because it's not called Boteichem. It's called Beisoy Shel Mafkid. Could be that is Pshat and Rashi. Let us see Taisvus. Taisvus says, Yichud Loi Bayis, Peirish HaKunteris, Tuloi Kibul Olav Achayis. Rashi says, this case is speaking about that he was not Mekabel Achayis, Elo Omalei Herei HaBayis Lefonecho. Because Shalari, so the Ri is this Kasha and Rashi, my Iriya Yichud, so why do you need Yichud? If he wasn't Mekabel Achayis, I feel a lo Yichud Nami. Vochi Nami Masik Besomach Lemeima des Chiris Kanye, your potter because Chiris is Kanye, if it's speaking about like Kibel Olav Achayis, so it's Poshit why your potter. Your potter because it's Chomet Shalakum. Upeirish Rabbein Etam da filo b'achayis mayu. So therefore, the Rabbein Etam said it's speaking about the kibul ol b'achayis. Mishemachi mapik, so I'm a chuyi b'achayis. Mishemachi mapik meloyim motzi, the lechoshiv motzi, kivin sheyichad loy bayis. So verkehrt, that even though as mekabel achayis, aber since it's yichad loy bayis, so it's chomitz shel akum as mekabel achrayis, but that's not motzi yetzloi, because the mokim is miyuchid to the mafkid. But Rav Papa is loy misfore. Rav Papa doesn't have this posuk of loy motzi. No, kivin she yichad loy bayis, avikilo kibel olav achrayis, al chemtzoi shel nochi, beveisei shel nochi. And memele feltus in boteichem. It's the whole din of kabbalas achrayis is only beboteichem. That means Afilo will hold, there's a big machlokes harishonim, but Afilo will hold that chometz sheloi beveisei shel acher, so the baal chometz is over, but chometz shekibel olav achrayis beveisei shel nochi, then the person's mekabel achrayis is not over. Zuchte gemore weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda Omara, amoitzi chometz beveisei biyontev. A person found chometz beveisei biyontev, Koife olav es hakeli. So he covers it with hakeli. Sagt Rashi, koif olav es hakeli, doho loichozi litultule. He can't be metaltal it now, it's mukze, bafuki. He can't be metaltal to take it out. Umiyu bebal yero loyova. He's not even bal yero. Doho bitle beli be me esmail. He was mevatal yesterday, kedemrina lekamon, abeidik zorshi evatal belibay. So Memeles is not even a Bal Yiro. So a Shaila Adiraisa, the Kishaila Bal Yiro is not here. So why does he have to cover it? Al Mishum Shalai Yishkach, the Yoichlenu, Tzorech Kefiyas Keili. In order that he should remember not to eat it, so therefore Yekayif all of Keili. So the Ritas Loshna of Rashi would seem as follows. If he would not have been Mevatul the Chometz, so then forget about the Yisamukze. Well, he better get rid of it quickly. You know, it shouldn't be over Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze. But it is speaking about that he was Mevatel yesterday. So Bal Yiro is Nishdo. So the whole problem is Shema Yovi Lochle. Al Shema Yovi Lochle, it's sufficient to cover it with a keli to remind himself that he shouldn't eat it. Oma Rove Im Shal Hegdishu Eine Tzor. If this Chometz is Chometz Shal Hegdish, you only have to cover it with a keli. Haitaime Mivdol Bedili Minei. A person is Bodol from shall hegdish. So Rashi mivdol b'dili minei afilu b'chol lama to lifroish mimeno. He'll stay away with a 10-foot pole from hegdish. So Mamel, you don't need a keli to remind him not to eat it. Omar Rav Yehuda mara chemtzei shel nochi. What if a person has chometz of a goy? Oyseloy mechitze asoret vochim mishum heker. So you make a mechitze that's 10 vochim high. That should be a heker. Pimshal hegdishu ainay tzorer. If you have chometz, this is speaking about not yontem. Speaking about as soon as yudalit. I have chometz of a goy, so I make a mechitze. I have chometz of hegdish, so I don't have to make a mechitze. My time amid lobdili in sheminay. So trashi oyseloy mechitze ba'borosa. Ere Pesach b'shem heker shlo yishkach v'yechlenu. Hi, why don't you put a keli? Leisagile b'kviyas keli kol shiva. Shakeli nitol letzerech. Someone might go and take away the keli, and then the chometz is exposed, and someone might come and eat it. Hi, we said in yontev it's sufficient. Abi lahud alel leyef shalei b'mechitze. In yontev you're not permitted to make a mechitze. So memele, so then yaboicha harabe miyuta mishum chad yoime sagile bekvias keli. For one day this is sufficient. Over laylo yevarenu. At night you'll be mevayer the chometz. For Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav hamefores vahayoyze bishayore. Let us see Tosfos. Koyfa olav keli zok Tosfos afal gav the ikel aman diyama bepeire kire. And keli nitel ella ledava hanitel. There's one man diyama that holds you're only permitted to be metaltel a keli for a dava that's not mukze, but you're not permitted to be metaltel a keli letzeirech dava hamukze. Enkli nitel ella ledava hanitel. So Tosfos asks, so how can you lift up the keli letzeirech to be mechasad va mukze? Ikel utmi betzorech lemkoymet. That it is speaking about that he had a heter to lift up the keli because he needed the mokim keli. So now, since already the keli is in his hand, now he can put it down wherever he wants. Inami hoche shori mishum dulma osa lemechlet. So Tosfos means to say that einach anami, there is an iser derabonon to be metaltol a keli letzeirich dover hamukzit. But here, they were mevater on this iser in order to make sure that he shouldn't come to eat it. For Omar, Rav Yehuda Omar, ha-meforesh, if a person is meforesh layom, he's leaving his house and he's going out to the ocean. He's going out with a caravan. And he has a house with chometz. Koidim shloishim yoim ein zokok levaya. He doesn't have to make Pesach to his house. Toich shloishim yoim zokek levar. If he's leaving toich shloishim yoim, then he has to be mevayer the house. Omer Rabbi, hoda amre toich shloishim yoim zokek levar, loy amoron elo shedatoi lachser. That we said toich shloishim yoim has to be mevayer as if intentions to come in back in Pesach. So then he has to be mevayer toich shloishim. But if he has no intentions of coming back till after Pesach, afilu he leaves, teish loishim ein zokok levayah. That's what Abaye held. Omalei rove, so rove est Abaye, v'idatei lachse, if he has intentions to come back, afilu me roish hashonen nami, afilu he left roish hashonen. He also has to be mevayer if he has intentions to come back in Pesach. Elo amalo. Ho da amret koidim shloishim yoim ein zokok levayer. That we said, koidim shloishim yoim ein zokok levayer. Lo yamoran elo shein dati lachza. He has no intentions of coming back, so it's talti litivuse. He left before 30 days. He has no intentions of coming back in Pesach. Then is ein zokok levayer. But if he has intentions of coming back, then he's zokok levayah. And so, but if he left toich shloishim yoim, afilu ein datei lachzer, it's zokok levayah. Now let us see Rashi. Hamefores min hayabosho liyam, v'shayore lemokim roche. Koidim shloishim yoim. So now, what is this magic number of 30 days? Koidim shloishim yoim lepesach. Lakamen meforish kineget sheshoyelim behilchas hapesach koidim hapesach shloishim yoim. We learn now from Sukkim that one should be oisik in hilchas pesach 30 days. Umei oz chal olov lehizoyer bitzolchei hapesach. The chiyuvei pesach achal on a person and this man when sheshoyelim behilchas hapesach. Datoi lachzer bimei ha-pesach. So Abaye had said, if it's datoi lachzer bimei ha-pesach, then toish loishim yoim yemechuyev to be mevayah. If it's ain't datoi lachzer, filo toish loishim yoim, you're also not mechuyev to be mevayah. That's what Abaye said. And Rav said, afilu meroish hashone nami. If it's daitei lachzer, is chayev afilu meroish eshon. So Rashi says why. Tchi hodar bei bimei ha-pesach. Because when he's going to come back in Pesach, ovar olei. So he's going to be over and bal yiroi. Vayi shata lav shusayu. When he'll come back, it's not in his reshus the levatle. Sherei iser hanohu, because it's also bano, so you can't be mevatel something that is also bano. Beini shaloi, it's not his, he can't be mevatel it. Uch shero'ohu, and when he'll see it, oiver oleho, then he'll be oiver an bal yoho. So we have to know this is a very shvere Rashi. Aber bekitzer nimrotz, the Marshal says pshat in Rashi as follows. The Marshal says, Yisoid number one, that Rashi Shita is, Chomet she'eina yadu aloi, if I don't, I left my house, Rosh Hashanah. And I left the house, you'll give me a questionnaire. Do you have chomets in your house? I don't know. The freezer, there wasn't chomets. There's chomets in the house? Could be yes, could be not. I don't know. So the Marshal, that Rashi holds, Chomet she'eina yadu aloi, not eva bal yiroh. No, you kept breads the whole year in the freezer. Some of this bread's in the freezer. The freezer is in the freezer, and also is empty. There's no bread in the freezer. So it's chomet sheini yedu aloy. I don't know. So chomet sheini yedu a Rashi holds you not over bal yiroh. So memela, so it comes out like this. If he left Rosh Hashanah, he has no intentions of coming back, he doesn't have to be mevatel as chomets. Because he lives in Muncie and he went to China. So Mamela, he doesn't have to be mevatel chametz because I don't know if I have chametz in the house. If I don't know if I have chametz, I'm not over by you. I don't have to be mevatel, gomish megomish. But if he has intentions to come back in Pesach, that can make a problem. What the problem of coming back in Pesach? So Rashi says, we'll come back in Pesach. So Rashi, uchshero ohu, you know what's going to be now? He's going to open up the closet, and he's going to see in the closet some chomets. So what's going to be? Oiver olel. He's going to be oiver on val yiroh. So memele, then it's going to become chomets yadua. Then it's going to become chomets yadua. Frag doch, there's a memele. So therefore, this might happen. So memele, so that's why we tell him, Rabbi, you're going away, Rosh Hashanah, please be mevayer the chomets of your house, Rosh Hashanah, ready to make sure if you have intentions to come back Pesach, you shouldn't be faced with such a dilemma. Frek the Marshal Akasha, and really the Kasha is dependent on Gemara Vayit on the Vavamid base, but the Marshal asks, what's the problem? He'll come back, and he'll see the chomets all burning right away. Till now he wasn't over. As soon as he sees the chomets, he gave it him the chomets right away. So the Marshal, but we're speaking about a Bor Baderech. He just came back from China. He walks in, he opens up the closet, he's exhausted, he has his bags, and he sees in front of him a kezayis of chomets. This person is exhausted, he's Boba Derech. So we're afraid, first he'll unpack the bag, let him sit down, let him catch his breath, let him drink something. And what's going to be with the chomets? In the meantime, we'll be oibah b'chol rege b'regam bal yiroh. So therefore, we said, this person, who's leaving Rosh Hashanah and has intentions to come back in the middle of Pesach, he better be mevayer the chometz now.